With what you need to know in the news on Wednesday, May 18th, 2022, I'm Vin Abneau. A tragedy on the beach off of Seaview Road along the Barrier Island in the Chadwick Beach section of Toms River on Tuesday afternoon. A family from Maine was visiting the beach. Two teens were digging a large hole, police said, when it collapsed, entrapping them both in the sand. The 17-year-old girl was rescued first and provided with medical attention. Her older brother Levi was pronounced dead at the scene. NBC 10 Philadelphia reports the two teens were digging a 10-foot hole with frisbees. The investigation continues today. Weeks after the World Trade Center attacks in 2001, recovery workers spotted a sign of life in the rubble, a pear tree with snapped roots and burned branches. Workers rehabilitated the tree, and this week, Middletown became the first municipality outside of New York City to receive a clone of the survivor tree.
Grown using a branch from the survivor tree, a 15-foot calorie pear tree was escorted from New York to Middletown on Tuesday.
Here in Middletown, you know, we promised that we would never forget the 37 residents that lost their lives on that day.
Mayor Tony Perry says the tree will eventually be planted at the township's World Trade Center Memorial Gardens.
The placement of it here at our gardens is something that this community will treasure forever.
I'm Dino Flamia.
The nonprofit Preservation New Jersey is out with its annual list of the 10 most endangered historic places in the state and is announcing a project to catalog and update the more than 200 entries chosen for the list over close to three decades.
Being chosen for the list is not necessarily a bad thing, as PNJ Director Emily Manns says it may actually highlight a certain site, spurring efforts to protect that particular resource.
It brings awareness to these sites that are in critical need across the state. They represent sites in different counties, different kinds of sites. We have today from a boat to cemeteries, to what we think of maybe a more historic house.
The 2022 list is culled from 10 unique Jersey municipalities across eight counties, and there are two additions in the category of underrepresented histories, First United Methodist Church in Bradley Beach and the USS Ling in Hackensack. In Trenton, I'm Patrick Lavery.
Governor Phil Murphy issued an executive order Tuesday implementing a state of emergency to activate the state's price gouging laws during the baby formula shortage. Murphy said the reprehensible act of price gouging during the shortage will not be tolerated and said the state will make sure families have access to formula. The state also issued guidance for families facing challenges as a result of the shortage. New Jersey already has a ban the box law that prohibits employers from asking a job applicant about their criminal history. Soon, a similar type of don't ask provision could be added to college applications in the Garden State.
Assemblywoman Verlina Reynolds Jackson is sponsoring a bill that would stop colleges in Jersey from asking individuals applying for admission about their criminal history as an adult or juvenile. She says if someone was convicted and wants to go to college to turn their life around,
the last thing we want to do is repenalize them for a crime that they've already went to serve their time, and they're looking towards higher education.
She adds the don't ask provision would not apply in situations where someone committed a serious crime like a murder or a sexual assault. I'm David Matthau.
A former Monmouth County man admits to making threatening phone calls and sending threatening emails between July of 2016 and May 2018. Eric Hafner pled guilty to threatening elected officials, judges, police officers, attorneys, and their families and sought to extort $350,000 from some of them. Hafner also admitted to making false bomb threats to an elected official's office, a county courthouse, a police department, two law firms, and a commercial establishment. It worked in 2021. Now, as summer creeps closer, Airbnb continues to build on its commitment to try and stop as many unauthorized parties as possible in New Jersey and across the U.S., including Memorial and 4th of July weekends. Ben Bright, Director of Trust and Safety Communication for Airbnb, says just like July 4th, 2021, this year,
if you do not have a history of positive reviews on Airbnb, you're not going to be able to make a one-night booking through our platform. And there were elevated restrictions as well for certain two-night reservations.
Guests who have a history of positive reviews on Airbnb will not be subject to these restrictions. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.